Let's read. Let me see if I have that right translation. Ephesians 2, 1 through 11, New Living. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way. Say, I used to live that way. Tell your neighbor, say, you used to live that way. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclination of our sinful nature. Are you listening? Are you going to sleep? And you're waiting until I get through reading and see what I'm going to say. God is talking. Say, God is talking to me. Tell your neighbor, say, God is talking to you. Say, God is talking to us. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy. And he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point us to in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. Now, if you are going to be somebody's example, what kind of example are you? God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece and masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Always, say it, and forever, it is done. I always do the things that please God. This morning, as I was meditating and getting my scriptures, the Spirit of the Lord gave me this. Shaped in his image, born of his love, strengthened with his joy and his power from above. Always and forever, his own child alone, bought with the blood of his one and only son, received into the family by believing on his name, always and forever, my finished salvation, eternal salvation gained. Shaped in his image, born of his love, always and forever, salvation finished, that eternal life with him from above. Always and forever, it is finished, it is done, said he, the Holy One, the one and only begotten Son. I have believed, I have received, it is finished, it is done. The price of salvation paid in full on the cross, purchasing salvation and redemption for a world that's lost. Yes, the complete work, it is finished, it is done, forever and always by Jesus Christ, the Holy One, God's only Son. If you're not born again, and everybody in here says they're born again, if you're watching and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can receive him now. You can believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and you will be saved. As you repent of your sin, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Let somebody know, contact us, bovcfc.org, by phone at 662-631-9787. And let somebody know you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and heaven will be your home. Listen, hell is a real place. The Bible says it, the worm never died, and it burns with fire and brimstone. But Jesus paid the price. As I was listening this morning, and I was reading to St. John about how the Pharisees hit him, slapped him, beat him, tied him up, because he said he was the Son of God. He did all of that for you. He did all of that for me. Say again, I always do the things that please God. That's my decision, and now it is done. Hallelujah. And I want to conclude with this, that you were born for this. You were made in the image of God. You were born for this. You were made very good. You were born for this. You were born blessed. You were born to be born again. You were born to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to speak in tongues. You were born to be made the righteousness of God and to live holy. In short, you were born to be an example of Christ in the earth, always and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. We have said what I believe you gave us to say. I pray that this message will not fall on deaf ears, but each one of us will take a look at our lives, our lifestyles, the things we say, the things we do, the way we think, and we will go forth seeking your face, studying your words, talking to you, being led by the Holy Spirit, asking you for wisdom so that we can always do that that pleases you. And then we can say, it is finished and it is done. In the name of Jesus, amen.